This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
There's a last line in there that I think is really interesting. I believe that the general statement that because there's a tougher part of the beginning schedule, that six-game stretch probably, like, I can understand if you look at that and go, that's probably a better spot for a veteran. It should be noted that's a generic statement. Like, and in the end, If Shador or Dylan Gabriel is 10% better than either of the veterans, they should win the job. And now again, tie goes to the veteran. Absolutely. That makes, if everybody's kind of equal, totally makes sense. Especially because with a guy like Shador, maybe they want to see him earn it and they want to see him humbled a little bit. I can understand those thoughts. But if Dylan Gabriel or Shador Sanders are better than the veterans, we're talking about Joe Flacco and Kenny Pickett here.
Yeah, you shouldn't let Joe Flacco or Kenny Pickett keep you away from it. I do understand what Nathan is saying because it's something I've said that's very similar.
And I think there's some truth in it. I'm not trying to dismiss the whole thing.
It is a uniquely Browns for this season sentiment in that because it is just such a bloodbath for the first six games that understanding that and playing with that, it's just such a unique spot all the way around. I let's put it this way. I wouldn't kill them if that's their reality. If they're like, we don't want to throw the rookie quarterback to the Wolves, so we're going to do it with one of these other guys and then let him ease into it a little bit more. But at some point, you got to face the fire anyway and face the music.
So if the report is they think Shador's ready, but they don't want to start
ready,
against...
then you play Shador.
Okay, that I just want to clear that up.
No, like, I've been consistent about that since day one, even while acknowledging that it's a very tough schedule. If Shador really is just leaps and bounds better. Now, that's different than what I think they'll do. What I would do is, throughout this whole stretch has been constantly different than what they've actually done, okay? We don't see
so
eye to eye.
So you're not thought partners?
Yeah, we're not thought partners.
Or thought partners, we don't, yeah. I was trying to say that.
We don't share the same wavelength. We don't. Me and Paul DePodesta could not be further apart from how we see a lot of things here, clearly. But yeah, I would play Shador if he's the best quarterback, if he looks the best, and if he's ready, for sure.
So specific to the Kenny Pickett part of that, Kenny Pickett is the least exciting result of all of this. And a lot of it is, you know, I've asked, like, okay, if because I do think, like, if you go for each quarterback, maybe you view it with a different mindset about what the goal is with that quarterback.
Yeah.
Maybe if Joe Flacco wins it, it means nobody else took the job and you want him to get through the first 6 weeks and then maybe you'll deploy the rookie quarterbacks depending on your record. If it's Dylan Gabriel, right? Maybe that's a different path than the one we just drove for Joe.
What do you want out of each quarterback, I think, should be an exercise that we do.
So I think with them, I think what they want out of Kenny Pickett, if he wins the job, I think they want him to be what Baker was in 2020, not 2021. Here's the problem. He's nowhere near as good as Baker.
And that's the hang-up. Because I agree with you. I think they think that would be the reality, is that it would be something similar to that, or he brought up Sam Darnold, some of those other things. Joe Flacco's an innings eater, okay? That's his role. Each one has their own responsibility, but you have to then put the odds that it actually turns into a likelihood of happening. And right now, Kenny Pickett turning into that is a very low percentage chance of it happening.
He's not as good of a passer as Baker is. He doesn't have the same zip on his throws. He's not just kind of the natural playmaker that Baker was. Now, I think, again, that might be the thing they like about him, is he's more of just a guy to play within the system. But I just, there's no way. I'm trying to find the people out there who, if they tomorrow named Kenny Pickett the starter, if they named Joe the starter tomorrow, there'd be a huge uproar of people excited. Same thing with Shador. I actually think there'd be people, even though it wouldn't be me, that'd be excited if miraculously Dylan Gabriel pulled the sword from the stone and was a starter tomorrow.
It would be exciting. We'd get to a spot where it'd be exciting.
For Kenny?
No, for Dylan.
For Dylan Gabriel.
Yeah, because he clearly would have had to have done something that impressed them to a point where you're like, what were they so impressed with this guy?
I think Kenny's a backup, and I think Dylan's a backup.
I wouldn't bet any of your money on either one of them working out in the NFL, okay?
So the reason why I point that out is...
But if they won the job, it would have my interest.
Like, Dylan to me is, I need to see it immediately. Meaning, like, I need to see the raw clay that they're basing their decision off of. I need evidence that you don't completely stink, because I've already been out on you as a starter. Same thing with Kenny. Whereas with Joe Flacco, yeah, I know who Joe is. I can have a little more patience with that, because that might just be matchup dependent. You know, like, you might win games when your schedule gets weaker with Joe. With Shador, I think Shador is a second round talent, and I think you can win if there's a lot that has to go right around Shador. But I can be patient with Shador. With either Dylan or Kenny, it's a non-starter for me in a way that they have to prove themselves early. Otherwise, I think this season, lists dangerously into the irrelevant territory way earlier than it needs to.
Well, the interesting thing to me is how in every conversation we have about it, it's like whoever wins the job isn't the guy for 17 games. There's not a person out there that's like, yeah, Flacco wins it and he's got the job until the end of time. And I thought Zach made a great point. He's like, well, if Kenny Pickett comes in here and he wins all 17, then you have to pay Kenny Pickett. Is that something you're prepared to do?
The Daniel Jones contract, the 4 years, $160 million.
Well, think about it, though. Like, that is something we'd have to explore. Like, if you give him the runway to win the job and he wins the job, well, guess what? He's a free agent after this year.
All right, but what if
you're going to pay him after that too?
What if
Deshaun Watson?
What if he wins like they won in Pittsburgh, where his numbers are?
No, that's the
62%.
We both know he's not going to win the way that I can't even say Sam Darnold won, because Sam Darnold won 14 games and they kicked him to the curb.
And he also threw an ass ton of yards and an ass ton of touchdowns.
Yeah, and they still kicked him to the curb. It's such an interesting dynamic that the Browns have found themselves in.
Let's go with Curtis in Cleveland. Curtis in Cleveland, welcome to the show, buddy. What you got for us?
Hey, Nick, good to talk to you today. So I want to talk about Kenny Pickett. Why are we taking Pittsburgh's trash and trying to turn it into a treasure? That man has not thrown two touchdowns in one game. Flacco, he's got us to the playoffs.
I'm going to be honest, Curtis. I expected a different Curtis you went to the phone calls.
It sounds like you're putting a little affectation on your voice. Hey. Is that your real voice, Curtis?
Of course it is.
You didn't convince me there, Curtis. I actually thought, and by the way, we appreciate you, Curtis.
I kind of believed it, no?
Really? It sounded kind of like an Aqua Teen Hunger Force kind of voice.
Oh, I was definitely thinking cartoon character, yeah. But I was thinking more like Simpsons. Cletus.
So this is the Curtis I thought. So Curtis King Cleveland on Twitter saying, Kenny Pickett is Pittsburgh's trash. We're trying to make a treasure. All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
I understand this theory.
Two people had that same thought. Pittsburgh's trash is going to be our treasure.
Oh my God, I think this was the same Curtis.
Oh, well, what's his photo look like? Does he look like that Curtis that just called, or
Because then he goes, he's never thrown two. I thought this was a defense of Kenny Pickett. Oh, this is, he's a middle-aged guy. Hi, Curtis.
What was endearing about being a middle-aged guy? He sounded like a middle-aged guy.
Well, now I feel bad about asking, is that your real voice?
Yeah, I wasn't going to ask that question.
Oh, so he just didn't make me be the bad guy.
I said in my head, I'm like, if he wants to, you can be.
One of these days, you guys, I'm going to stop being nice. That's and right. All you guys are going to see.
That's right.
Me bully five producers out the door.
Don't threaten me with a good time.
Tom and Ashtabula, welcome to the show.
Thanks. With Kenny Pickett, I know you guys, one of you two, mentioned the resume. Pickett. But you got to look at the resume and just don't look at Kenny Pickett. You got to look at the worst OC in NFL history, which was Matt Canada. So if you're going to judge the body of work of Kenny Pickett on, you know, with Matt Canada being the offensive coordinator, I don't think any quarterback would have done good in that offense.
The year before, with Matt Canada, Ben Roethlisberger threw for 65% completion percentage, 3,700 yards, 22 touchdowns, and 10 interceptions. And they went 9-7 that season.
Here's my argument with that. How many Super Bowls has Ben Roethlisberger won?
But by that point, his arm had fallen off. He could barely throw the damn ball.
Okay, so, but listen, you're comparing a rookie, Kenny Pickett, out of Pitt, to Roethlisberger, a two-time Super Bowl winner. In this league, you can't do that.
Tom, I mean this very sincerely, and because I like that we're having a conversation here. I'm not going to run you, okay? Just give me, honestly.
And by the way, I hate Pittsburgh. I'm a Browns fan all the way.
I never doubted you.
Kenny Pickett, put it down.
Tom, does Kenny Pickett stink?
God.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's fine. It's okay, Tom. Hey, Tom, I'm going to make you feel better. Your thought process is not too far away from what a lot of people across the league actually thinks, though. So like, you're not playing in the wrong zip code. Aditi was on yesterday on 93.7 The Fan of Pittsburgh saying many across the league believe exactly what you believe, too. So, you know, just it's all right. But you know deep down Kenny Pickett right now has got a lot to prove.
Well, this is what I think of Kenny Pickett, honestly. I think Kenny Pickett has a lot to prove. He's got a chip on his shoulder. He's playing in the AFC North once again. You know, he's looking at the team that drafted him. You know, what bittersweet symphony it could be for him to beat Pittsburgh twice a year. Do I think Kenny Pickett's great by looking at him? No, but his first year in the league, he did win games. He did look good in those games. And then he dropped off the second year. And that's what I'm looking at. As for, let's move off to Kenny Pickett, Shedeur Sanders.
Oh, you got this is the two-parter. A two-parter. I like it.
Yeah, there is a two-parter here. Shedeur Sanders. And let's question, everybody's like, Shedeur. Should he start? Should he do this? I think Shedeur Sanders, out of any of the quarterbacks besides of Flacco, look at when Shedeur Sanders played in Colorado. Did he have a good line? They had the first line in college football.
Yes, they did.
He was under duress the whole time he was out there. What happens when you go from the college level to the NFL level? You have better players. There's more schemes. There's more blitzes. I think Shedeur Sanders right now is probably better qualified than any of the quarterbacks on the Browns roster right now to handle defenses in the NFL. He's a pocket passer. What's Kevin Stefanski like?
Pocket passers.
He loves a pocket passer.
Yep.
He works right off of play action. There's a reason why we drafted two running backs. Because, I mean, Ford, I like him, but if you cop on Ford, he falls.
All right, Tom. We do have to big.
Tom, thanks for the interview
today.
Thanks for the interview today, Tom.
I'm sorry. The most telling answer to any devil's advocate conversation is Kenny Pickett is. If I ask you point blank,
yeah, I mean, there's no way to defend it. There's no way to defend it.
And there is 5 minutes of silence before you have to obligatory say. Yes, he does.
But again, he's in that same boat. Like Geno Smith was in this boat too. All these guys that we constantly group in that same group together, Darnold, all of them, they're all in that same group where they can't prove anything to you right now because we have no tape that says they're good until they actually get on the field and have to do something. And then hopefully Kenny Pickett can turn into what those guys ended up turning into.
Which quarterback winning the Browns competition would be the least exciting result? 59% of votes going to Kenny Pickett right now on the afternoon 923 FAN Twitter poll, and shots fired on this very station. That leads off Quick Hits in 5 minutes on 923 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.